Chapter 1. The Wobble Over Walnut Creek. Nutville had a bridge problem. The little wooden bridge over Walnut Creek had always creaked. It had always leaned a little to the left. It had always made a sound like eek, eek, oof whenever somebody pulled a wagon across it. But now it had started wobbling. Not a dignified wobble, not a thoughtful wobble, a full, floppy, noodle-kneed wobble. Mama Nutwobble discovered this at top speed. She zipped across the bridge on her morning run, hit the middle plank, and bounced hard enough to land in Mrs. Hedgehog's herb basket on the other side. Mrs. Hedgehog stared down at her. "Good morning," she said. Mama sat up with rosemary on her head. "Your bridge is boingy." "It is everyone's bridge," Mrs. Hedgehog replied. "Unfortunately." By lunchtime, the whole town had gathered at Walnut Creek. Mayor Buttersworth stood at one end of the bridge with a pointer stick and a serious expression. "Citizens, this crossing is too wiggly. Our baskets wobble, our wagons jostle. Yesterday, a wheel of cheese arrived on the wrong side of the creek entirely by itself." Papa Nutwobble gasped, "Unchaperoned cheese?" Nutty was already kneeling beside the planks with a notebook. He pressed one board. It bent. He bounced once. It squeaked. He bounced twice. The whole bridge went boing in a way that made his eyes light up immediately. Grandma Nutwobble, seeing that expression, sighed. "No," she said. Nutty looked up. "I haven't said anything yet." "You don't need to," said Grandma. "That is your spring face." Nutty stood and cleared his throat. "What this bridge needs is not fewer wiggles." The crowd stared. "It needs organized wiggles." Papa blinked. "I respect those words, but I do not trust them." Nutty sketched fast on the back of the mayor's speech notes. "If the bridge already bounces, we should help it bounce properly. Springs underneath, stabilizers on the sides, a smoother boing, a safe boing, possibly a cheerful boing." Mrs. Hedgehog folded her paws. "I would prefer no boing." Mama leaped onto the railing. "I would like an athletic amount of boing." Tony the delivery fox rolled up with a cart full of packages and squinted at the creek. "Can the mail survive athletic boing?" Nutty beamed. "With my design? Absolutely, probably." That afternoon, they dragged lumber, rope, bolts, springs, and one large crate labeled "Probably Fine Springs" from the mill workshop down to the creek. Papa carried snacks for the workers. Mama tested boards by jumping on them. Tony held the measuring tape, mostly in the correct direction. Grandma brought her tool belt and the expression she wore when nonsense had moved from theory into lumber. Nutty climbed onto a stump and held up the plans. "By sunset," he announced, "Nutville will have the finest bridge in squirrel engineering history." Grandma squinted at the drawing. "Why does your bridge appear to have shock absorbers?" Nutty looked proud. "Because I believe in excellence.